Vladimir, in my claws, Roshan is undone.
Just got stomped by old Roche.
It's April 20th, 2024, and I'm not making any funny jokes about that. I'm Six Detmar.
Oh, you know, I didn't realize. And I'm Nick Cease, and this is Bottle Crow Reborn, a Dota 2 podcast where we talk about Dota 2 on a podcast.
Yeah. On a podcast.
On a goddamn podcast. Six is a very exciting time.
I guess so.
Six is like, hey, let's talk about Dota.
It's exciting. Yeah.
Well, first off, I'm very sad because I was manually typing in the link to get to what we need to talk about. And the second suggestion or history was dota2.com/techies. So I'll play the entire 5-minute farewell techies bumper now. No, of course, we're here to talk about Crownfall. Crownfall. It's you know, the patch is here, as they say, and it's and it's cosmetics.
It is. This is, you know, we haven't done a hat cast. Well, you've never done a hat cast.
Not something we've actually called hat cast, because I was going to go save, you know, the audio file project, and I was like, what episode is this? And Six is like, no, it's a hat cast. And I rebuked your claim that we've released one, but it was just before my time.
Yeah, it was back when Emily, a fellow hat enthusiast.
Wow.
8 years ago was the last hat cast.
A lot of Dota's happened in 8 years.
Less than you'd think. but yes, generally speaking, true. And Crownfall is here, the latest and greatest event.
Event? Battle? Valve is innovating, you know, they pioneered the Battle Pass, and now we're a battle map. We've got a map, we've got miniature games.
Are you a Battle Smash or a Battle Pass?
Except you can't buy the Battle Pass, so that's the new innovation. It's just whatever the shop things are. As you progress in your Battle Pass, we'll get cheaper. So I feel like Valve's like, hey, you know, we pioneered this thing that everybody does now. What if we tweak it a little?
I mean, you're kind of wrong, but you're kind of right.
Yeah, there's no like, premium version or initial.
There's the mid-gate Pathfinder pack.
Is there now? What is
which on which gives you a couple of tokens and then also unlocks like special side quests, special creeps.
Well, so, I see it as $15 discount available using Crownfall coins. Yeah, well, so I am wrong. Okay. So there's that.
But it is sort of in the style of like Cavern Crawl and stuff. It is this, you know, sprawling map with splitting choices. But the thing they have done differently here is this is expressly a map, not just like, you know, a progression.
It's a linear shape of a map. Yeah.
Well, there's But like Cavern Crawl, it was like, oh, you know, you're theoretically, you know, going through a cavern, but that was just sort of addressing on, you know, making choices. But here it's like, as you reach locations, story plays out based on the location. Not a lot of it, but there is like, dialogue.
Yeah,
there's
lore!
Indeed. And the way you progress through it is just by playing Dota. You earn tokens based on the characters you're playing as.
I think the way they did it, the whatchamacallit, the elephant in the room is that this is the big update. You know, we've been waiting for a big update because Ringmaster was teased in fucking October or something. And this is, you know, a big cosmetic one and whatever. And it's like, oh, this is the fancy new way to get you to spend money, which is, you know, that's lovely and all. But it is like, you can tell there was polish like applied.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they're like, listen, this thing became much bigger than we thought. And it's like, yeah. I mean, I see. It's pretty good. Because the tokens you need to progress is like, you get, each hero has three, like little classification tokens. Sometimes they can be duplicates. I think Broodmother has 3 crawling tokens or whatever. And if you win a game, you get all 3. And if you lose, you get a random one. So it's like, oh, you know, you still keep people in for a loss. It's like they can't grief to spam tokens or whatever. But and it's a little bit of gambling because after the game, you get a little, you know, slot animation to see if you lost which token you got.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a gambling where you, I mean, you can spend money on this, but only to buy the cosmetics. You can't, like, spend to reroll your tokens or anything, right? So, like, kind of it's just a randomization element rather than, I think, gambling.
Oh, sure, no, I just, no.
But I understand what you mean. There is there is a RNG used to hook you in. Yeah. Yes. It takes 10 of the special Crownfall coins to lower the price of any item from this event by $8, assuming it already costs more than $8. 25 of them are currently available, but obviously more will be released over the course of... This is Act 1 of 4.
Right. Of course, it can't be 3 acts, like a normal play or something like that, you know?
Well, you know, you got to have the, like, the fucking... Where are they now, right?
Oh, that's right, the where are they now. Yeah, it's all about, of course, Vengeful Spirit and, what's his face? Skywrath Mage.
Dragonus and Shen.
That's right. I mean, 6. It's been a while, but I feel like we need to, do we even have...
I don't think her name is actually... It's Shen... Oh, yeah, Shendelazar. There we go.
Shendelazar, yeah, whatever. I can't believe... But 6, I think it's time to take it to Lore of the Week. Like an OG bumper.
I think one of the biggest pieces of lore we get here. So, for anyone who doesn't remember or never knew the lore of Skywrath Mage and Vengeful Spirit. Vengeful Spirit was a princess of the Skywrath and was first in line for the throne. Her sister betrayed her, had her wings cut off, and threw her off the, like, you know, sky, like, temple where they all live, right? Sky Kingdom.
This is a little revisionist from her original lore, but yeah.
Is it?
Even the most contented Skywrath is an ill-tempered creature, naturally inclined to seek revenge for the slightest insult. But Vengeful Spirit is the essence of vengeance. Once a proud and savage Skywrath scion, Shendelazare was first in succession for the Ghastly Eyrie, until his sister's treachery robbed her of her birthright. Snared in an assassin's net, Shendelazare tore free only at the cost of her wings, limping away in the ultimate humiliation on foot. With her wings broken, she knew the Skywrath would never accept her as ruler, and in the highest roost of the Eyrie, inaccessible except by winged flight, her sister was untouchable. Unwilling to live as a flightless cripple, and desiring revenge far more than earthly power, the fallen princess drove a bargain with the goddess Skryok. She surrendered her broken body for an imperishable form of spirit energy, driven by vengeance, capable of doing great damage in the material plane. She spent many eternity flightless, but she will have her revenge.
I'm really quickly clicking through the comic they did as that closes in. I don't know that it is revisionist. It adds detail, but
well,
I don't
she
recall
wasn't in
them
an assassin's
specifically...
net.
How do you know?
Because I think there's a panel of her like.
Oh, you're right. There's
in
two
front
guards
of her
holding
sister
her, and
in like the
her
guard
off.
The like the throne room. Yeah.
I'm almost to that spot. You can't go backwards. Okay, I have to manually edit the URL. I mean, what you see is just her being hurled off with her wings gone, right? We don't know what happened previous to this, so the assassin's net thing totally is still viable.
I forget, were the previous comics, which we haven't had one in so long, were the previous Dota 2 comics so comic-y? Like in American comic book way?
Yes.
They were, okay. It's just strictly, like, I don't read comics. I've, like, read manga before, but I've just never gotten into comics. But the art style is so distinct. It's just, it's like, the inking is so incredibly harsh, you know?
Yeah, this looks how I remember, like, the axe with his, like, you know, scribe apprentice one looking.
It's very well done.
I think it's not, like... it's not to my taste, but it is well done. I like, agreed. Which is just same. To say, like, this isn't the kind of aesthetic I go for, generally speaking. Especially there are some facial expressions where I'm like, I don't care.
That's what I always feel like about, like, American comics. Like, the faces, there's something so, I don't know how to, it's like dramatic or like weirdly mature, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't do it for
there's
me.
A, they pretty. Weirdly use like the visual signifiers of age, often to not signify age, just to look fucking weird.
Yeah.
Here's Chandel Zare, whatever, getting, well, there's her normally. Here's her getting her wings, which really just doesn't look right to me.
But it's so like fucking Marvel DC comics, right? Like, even without having seen many, I'm like, oh yeah, this is just like the smile you put on any given character's face.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel you.
But yeah, you get like the fucking dimples in the cheek and like the all the mm-hmm. There's something so like, you know, this is very interesting. I don't know about you, but like watching other people kiss in real life is like not, well, actually, no, never mind. This is a hilarious thing. This panel, though, is like, there's something very off-putting about seeing all the detail in Skyrath Mage's face while kissing Venge. It's very off-putting. I don't like looking at it.
Well, I think the difference is that when people kiss, you generally don't stare at them.
That too.
It's so in your memory, it is a more like, it is a less detailed image because you were like, oh, they're kissing. That's sort of
like, oh, that's amore.
Whatever.
You know.
Mm-hmm. When an arcane bolt hits your eye or whatever.
How many pages are in this? Oh, each click is a page. I was like, what?
Yeah, technically each pitch is a, though it's also like it's 118 by their count, but obviously it's also like just anytime something changes,
it like advances a
new
page,
even with its new panels appearing on the same page. So
yeah,
to make it feel more dynamic.
Dynamic. But yeah, the comic is great. You know, hey, it's advancing the lore because Skyrath Mage is now, he now looks the same as old Venge. He has become a conservative.
That's a similar. He looks more like a League of Legends take on it, but the aesthetic guidelines are the same.
Yeah. I don't know. When I was thinking about, you know, what we'll have to say here about the hats and stuff, I was like, oh, this thing looks very League of Legends like. And I'm like, I feel like I've said that so much of this. Is it just like a modern art style or something? I don't know. It's the softness, I feel like, of it's certain
the,
things.
Yeah, it's the softness. Always it's the color, like the color gradienting and blending, I think. And in a very soft way. And it's a tendency to not like, they use a lot of dark grays, but they use very few blacks.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Like,
very few like true blacks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm posting this image, which is just what my Skyrath looks like right now, which is just like, huh, okay, sure. All right, six. But let me put him in his default clothing.
Here's while you're doing that, here's a picture of one of the previews, and you see creeps, and just see all the detail on them versus, this is, I think, the Venge Arcana, which has, like, no, very few, like, defined edges. She's not an edgelord in this Arcana anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me. Okay, why are you doing this? Bad game. All right. So, bad game, you should if feel you bad. Look at this compared to.
I'm looking. This is default Skyrath Mage. He's got his human skin tone, white, blues, some golds.
Now, compared golds. To this, and even compared to the alternate style, which is supposed to be evoking his classic aesthetic.
Oh, I didn't see the alternate style for him.
Gotcha. Oh, I think it's pretty good. But
it's gold. Mm-hmm. He looks like fucking Aatrox, actually. That like split down his chest.
I hear what you're saying. I don't think you're off base. Yeah, well, I think also years, another thing that's very different is the use of like, I mean, there are clear ways in which they're using it, right, of like the glow in his wings, on his hands, in his chest, but there is also just a general lighting template used here to try and like give fewer harsh shadows, I feel like.
Yeah,
like you look at his armor and you look at the harsh shadows of where the gaps, like the plate you know, there's a shadow underneath the plate of the armor.
Yeah.
That kind of aesthetic is not here. The shadows always have to be kind of soft.
Though interesting, I'm looking at the stuff in-game in the inspection mode. Very strange. In inspection mode. Oh, I bet it's because of the lighting. Because they show some things in the, like, close-up view that you don't use in-game, and it actually looks harder. Like, the edges look more defined, because I think he's being lit from above. And so it's like, oh, he looks normal. I mean, it looks all, you know, it all looks good, but it definitely has that, I guess, just like modern-ish, very League of Legends design language.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're definitely right about that. I like, to be frank, it is a thing that I think often I don't like the choices they make as general, like, League concepts, but I do actually like modern League art style when it's well used, so I like how these look. I think these look
good. I think it's like a very well done version of that art style.
Mm-hmm.
It ends up looking a little generic, I think. Not as in like, oh, I've seen this character before, as in it's just like all the glowiness and all the effects and stuff. So I'm in the client right now and looking at the Devotions of Dragonus. There's no one thing here that, like, draws my eye, that I can, like, focus on. Like, I guess his clothing is, like, the sharpest thing on his body.
Well, and his staff and his wings. I mean, the glow is definitely used to direct your eyes.
Yeah, it's just...
I hear what you're saying.
I don't know, my eyes just slip right off, you know.
Interesting. I don't entirely disagree. I do disagree a little, but I don't entirely disagree. For comparison, here are the three styles of Avenges. You probably didn't even know there were three styles of this. Huh?
I did. I saw.
Oh, okay, you looked at this one. You saw that you can play as her sister.
Yeah. In one of the previews, they show her with like a glass of wine or something, and I want to see that.
Yeah. It's in the loadout again. You can see there, but I didn't experience it when doing the demo mode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's some special trigger for it Rampage or I don't know, whatever. Overall, I think these look good. I think the lore behind what's going on here is pretty cool to finally pay this shit off.
I mean, it's advancing lore. It's like, oh yeah, it's good stuff. It's how you get the community excited.
The story, even the in-game events are still very much the writing from these comics, right? This writing style of like... jokes interspersed to sort of cut up the grim tempo and pace, right?
Very American where it's comics, like,
like it is, you know, Skyrath making jokes about like how can a goddess be lost, and she's like, oh fuck you, you know,
oh,
like,
my GPS died.
But there's also changes to the voice acting, which I think are interesting. Maybe
I haven't actually demoed those because they didn't have many examples in game, so in the webpage, so I'll load up that now.
I'm not going to make any promises. This depends on how easy this is to do. But like I am, yeah. Never mind. I was going to say, okay, never mind. I won't do it. The Dota 2 wiki does not yet have this because, of course, they have a lot of work to do. I understand. I'm not blaming anyone. This is a lot of work to do this update. But that is my usual resource for voice lines.
Mm-hmm.
And with that not present, I could get it. It would be a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But mostly it is like the same. It is clearly they got the same voice actors back. They put some effects on them. They're doing the lines and they're doing like often different takes on the same lines.
Yeah.
So they're still
like
saying
adding
like
variety and.
So instead of Skyrest, like, who dares fly against me? It's like, who dares fly? You know, so like there's a, you know, like, oh, okay. Your attitude has changed, but you're the same guy.
I can't believe, I'm embarrassed that I didn't do the proper prep for the podcast. Six, you don't think, I mean, they must have added his in the bag line, right?
I wasn't able to check that in demo mode.
Yeah, I'm like, how would I even check that? I don't know.
But they must have. They are no fools.
Yeah, but well, like, what if it was longer? You know, if it was me, I would make it even longer.
He'd be like, once upon a time, I would have said, from the gas, but now. Yeah. I also, I think, we've mostly talked about Skyrest so far. I do think the main style for Skyrest, the sort of, like, the vengeful version of Skyrest, does look better than the sort of normal redeemed one.
Yeah. It's, the redeemed one seems like an afterthought, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now that I'm last hitting with him a little bit, like, playing with him in game, the interesting thing is he looks very different, but there's no glance value problems. Like, he's still visually distinct. I don't know any other hero that would look like this.
I mean, there is one hero in the game who flies around on wings and has a huge staff. Like, that's kind of that, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I think the bigger problem is with Venge, actually.
Interesting.
For glance value. I think the Venge skin is better. I think all its styles look really good. I think, listen, I may be an ace, but I have certain appreciations, and giving her some abs is cool by me. But making her fly now does sort of trip up glance value.
Oh, that's true. The first time I, like, played her, it just felt wrong. But, yeah, I don't know. It, like, I'd have to control her and Skyrath side by side, but it is
one
weird.
Thing, as a person who hasn't played Dota in quite a while, like, playing Venge and, like, hitting W for fucking Wave of Terror, is that that move? And seeing, like, oh, here is, like, the indicator for the path it will take. Here is the AoE as, like, a column. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, that's great. spoilers. I played a game of Dota today.
What? Say more.
I don't, there's not too much to say. I played a game. I queued with every role, and I was given offlane.
Wow.
I played Clockwork, and I think I did fine.
I feel like we should dig up that old Clockwork clip from YouTube of Six blind hooking a guy. Just fucking map hacking for sure.
I almost had one of those, but there were Chen creeps in the way. It is not Chen's fault. It is me being out of practice.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was like, it was just like a, oh shit, right, I am out of practice, I don't remember to look for everything in the way first, damn it.
Only six Dem would be like, you know, I was off playing solo, you know, queue ranked Clockwork, and Chen's creeps got in the way, but you know, that one's on me.
you know, they were there the whole time, I should have just been paying more attention. I mean, they were moving, but like...
Oh, I mean, I, you know. I agree, it's just, you know, yeah, it's a very six thing.
We lost the game, but I do think that is in large part, like, you know, not to be petty here. I think you know that I don't tend to blame people for stuff in Dota that isn't, at least, not, maybe I may not be right, but I don't think at least that I'm being reasonable.
Yes.
The, our Muerta didn't play the game, and that hurt us.
You love when that happens.
So that was unfortunate. Damn. They kind of just, you know, solo AFK farmed really slowly.
Yeah.
They died to creeps a couple of times by themselves. And then, you know, they started showing up to fights in the last, like, 2 minutes of the game when it was already over and just instantly dying. So, yeah,
that's
not great.
That's the curse of solo ranked. I've also, like, over the past few weeks had, like, the occasional urge to play solo queue ranked and have done so, which is very strange. But yeah, occasionally
here is the match. I could just show it to people. This is the new notes.
Yeah, I tried to go through it on the client, but the coordinator is being updated, so I can't find your data.
But there you go. Wow. There's the Dota buff.
There it is.
Interesting that I had fewest deaths. I mean, like, I guess I played. You know, my positioning is good. That's something I'm good at.
For sure.
But like, near the end, people were hanging out in Fountain, and I was still trying and getting killed. So I figured that would fuck up my numbers more than that.
Interesting. I mean, you kind of have to be selective with Clockwork sometimes, you know, because when you're in, you're in.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was fun. I was like, you know, I have kind of missed Dota. I had a good time. I also did 5 Overwatch cases.
How were those? What was your conviction rate?
Honestly, so I only made guilty on one. which previously my experience has been, it's been like obvious, like open and shut guilty cases, right?
Yeah.
Is what I've, but this seemed like a lot of like sour grapes over people playing poorly and accusing mm-hmm. them of, you know, of griefing or feeding. And it's like, no, they just have bad judgment. That's, they just have
bad
judgment.
You could be the defender of the downfallen. Yeah. The defender of the weak.
There was one that was really borderline. I was had trouble because it was an accusation of scripting on a tinker, right?
Yeah.
And all the accusations came in the last like third of the game where the tinker was really fed. And it's like, they're playing very well, but most of what they're doing is just like refresh, blink, Shiva's laser, and then over and over. Yeah. And like, that's something a human can do if they have
you get into the flow. Like, I haven't played Tinker in a while since they added defense matrix, basically dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
you know, you get into form over the course of a game and you're like, okay, I've got the rhythm down. I've got the rhyme.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I don't think so, but, you know, it's borderline, but I'm going to vote not guilty. So
not guilty. Wow. Well, I feel like it's time to get back to what we're, I was going to say our roots.
What we're here to do.
What we're here to do. Talk about some hats.
Indeed.
We talked about two hats so far. I guess it depends. I assume I'll pick up one or two of these arcanas. We'll see how much discount I get.
Yeah, I will also note, by the way, that the third style where you play as Venge's sister,
Imperia,
does have different voice acting. It sounds like there's a lot less of it, is what I could tell, but you're not playing, it is a new voice actress.
Oh,
I assume she's
going to
be a boss in the campaign and they're just using it from that.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Normally when you triple click, the hero circle or like, yeah, no, none of it. They'll like start telling you a story, like the newest ones. Mm-hmm. They'll keep playing lines, but she doesn't have any.
Yeah. So no, she doesn't.
Interesting.
But yeah. Looking at some other stuff, let's go ahead and pull up. There are two Crownfall treasures.
Yes, Crownfall treasure one.
Starting at the beginning.
It's a good place to start.
For Bloodseeker, the Blood Raven set.
I really appreciate all the birds in here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bird theming for sure.
Yeah.
This is perhaps the best Bloodseeker set.
It's a raven. It's really good.
It's really good. It's got a really cool looking like mask with a nice like hood and then a popped collar. The collar looks a little silly, but it's okay.
The collar's pretty goofy. But so is Bloodseeker is an over the top dude.
He's a silly guy. Yeah.
He's a silly little lad.
Easy for us to say as people who don't live in his world. I think in his world he comes across as less silly.
That's true. I mean, there's like fucking two blood gods or something, right? I forget his lore, but
the Flayed Twins, yeah.
The Flayed Twins, yeah. That's right. Yeah, but I like the whole directionality of the thing. It's like, what if we had a cool metal plague doctor mask on the guy who like is sniffing for blood all the time?
Yeah. Yeah. And the swords he's got look really good. There's a very nice, like,
look at the reflections on it. Is this like intentional? It looks, if you go to the side, I wonder if I can even get this.
Are you talking about the lines?
Yeah. There's like, work.
Like you get on a forged sword, there are like lines like indicating the workmanship of the blade along its length. It's very cool.
Yeah.
And as Nick says, only Dota's when you catch the light can you see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Dota's
got a good engine, turns out. Alright, Blood Raid. Do these have lore,
yeah.
I wonder? Okay.
No. I don't think
Not
so.
Okay.
Next one is Jakiro Tines of the Pyrexi or something. Pyrexi is probably right. Mixed bag here.
It's like a fancier Jakiro from another art style.
That's what most Jakiro sets are. Now, obviously, there are not very many, but there are a handful now. And they usually are just like, here is a different, like, artistic concept for Jakiro. Like this one is like, okay, they've got sort of, he's got tail wings and then sort of like aileron wings and then his main wings, and he's sort of got matching asymmetrical horns.
Yeah, but very like long sweeping, kind of like Bloodseeker's, like a lot of long sweeping tones to the horns, like swept back.
I think the tail looks good. I think the fire head looks good. The rest of it, I'm not really on board with.
Yeah, I could take or leave the rest, I guess. So I'm with you there.
Lena, Imperial Ember. This is a like high polygon and like good. Like there's very... so her, especially the backs of the tail coat thing here.
Yeah,
has a really cool velvet texture to it, where the light plays on it really neatly as you turn it.
I just loaded it in game. There's like, I know there's not, but there's effectively jiggle physics on it a little. So she's got like a bustle.
There are.
Like a whole ass bustle.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you like turn around and stop, it kind of like has some momentum looking to it. It's just, you're right, incredibly high polygon count. In game, she looks like she's wearing a headband. Oh, for sure.
But it's just, it is, there is some artist, like there is some technique here that is impressive. I could see using the skirt part. And yeah, like, I don't know anyone who doesn't know, Source. This is obviously Source 2, but a lot of the stuff carried over from Source 1. In model source. Building and rigging in Source, there is a part you can add called a jiggle bone, which is literally just a vertice that adds jiggle physics.
Yeah.
I know this from my days, this is, I don't ask me to elaborate on this, it's not as interesting it sounds, but my days advising TF2 item artists.
I see.
Not as interesting as it sounds, I promise.
For my items, I use jiggle bone.
Wow. I actually never told anyone to use jiggle bones. I think they look often look pretty stupid. But
I mean, the dress part is actually interesting. It's just the bustle is really the belle of the ball.
The bustle's the bell of the ball. I think the head part is not great. The hair kind of looks a little off to me. I think the like flaming wreath looking thing looks like a bad imitation of Hades, the roguelike game.
It kind of does.
And then I think the torso part, front torso part of the dress looks tacky.
Yeah, that part actually, it kind of falls apart if you look at it.
Yeah. So I don't think it quite works, but I you know.
Then let's move on to something that does work. Disruptor, yes, Designs of Ancient Druid. This is a fucking set.
This is a fun one. This is really a, good. Like, first off, Disruptor himself has dreads, which is like, okay, kind of loaded imagery, but sick. It looks cool. Yeah. I think his back piece is probably the weakest part of this, because it feels a little, like...
Yeah, that's true.
The effects don't necessarily play nice with it, and it's a little low res, but it's like broken up like circles behind him that are connected by electricity. He's got an Iron Man reactor in his chest, which is fine. And then the rest of it is like very armored, like spinal sort of design.
Yeah, like mechanized, like mechanical spine.
Yeah, the mechanical dino. Lizard he's riding here very much reminds me of like an armored like mana worm from Warcraft.
Yeah,
I think it's a good look. It looks, I would use that mount if I got it.
It's really good. There's so I went in game to check out, you know, the isometric view. There's so many polygons to what's behind Disruptor, you almost lose the man himself.
Huh.
Which is kind of interesting, but yeah.
Oh, one thing about the new, about, you know, just changes since I've last played, the ability when equipping stuff to equip effects separately from items now is so cool.
You don't have to sacrifice the effects anymore for the...
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say you don't have for the vanity, but it's all vanity. But anyway. Yeah.
So love that. Love that. Nature's Prophet, Verdant Swarm. He's a common rider, but like, you know, one of the old ones.
It's
right?
Like a fucking bug. He has fucking that's roach.
That's what a common rider
horns.
Is.
I forget that they're bugs. This is the Japanese power suit guy. No. One
Google
sentence
common
explain
rider
what common
Amazons.
Rider is. Okay. Okay.
Common rider is a hero series about people who transform into armored warriors to fight. Very often they are bug themed.
That's right.
This one definitely is. It's well executed. I don't like bugs very much, so I'm probably not here for it. The jiggle bones on like the nest on his staff gross me out.
There's a lot. A preponderance of jiggle bones.
But it's a very good beard he's got. Very impressive.
It is. Man, the way the lighting plays in game with all of these like really high polygon count things is interesting. These are definitely modern sets, you know? This isn't like some shit they drag out from... from the days of yore, from the Lena Arcana days.
Next up, you have Legion Commander Phalanx of the Bronze Eagle. It's funny, the titular Bronze Eagles don't look very bronze. They mostly look like a very dark brown.
They just look like bald eagles. Black.
Yeah, but they are holding up the like the trellises of her cape.
And she's got like a half mask, metal mask over one eye. Just pretty good emo look.
And some like bird face epaulettes. The bird theming is strong here. She's got a good belt situation.
Six, you're in client, right?
Yes,
I am. You have to demo this one. Okay, because of the way that, you know, the hero physics work, whenever, you know, there's like a running animation for every hero. And because the set is obviously has to be linked in the Z axis to Legion Commander, every time she takes a step, the birds bob.
It looks really stupid. Oh yeah, they sure do.
It looks really dumb. I love it.
The only thing I discovered earlier looking at this stuff is, unfortunately, I think it doesn't play very nice with her Arcana.
Oh, yeah.
But that's okay. There should be room for other aesthetics. It is sometimes a problem how the Arcana just dominates the aesthetic of a character sometimes.
It's nice to have options, really, you know, when you go to your wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. And as we've determined, you can equip this effect separately, so that's a nice boon anyway.
Yeah.
We have a new Queen of Pain set. I'm going to say some things that I would not say to a real person.
Okay.
Because they are unkind. This set makes her look a little heavy.
I was gonna say that, and then I thought Six is gonna give me shit for this, but she's okay. So she's holding a fucking big ass goblet and a dagger
that she constantly is tipping over. Yeah, so obviously there's nothing really in it.
She's got the is this like an 80s hairstyle, the like all swept to the side but really big hair?
I think of it as such, certainly.
Or like a big evil 80s Ursula fucking Disney villain vibes.
Cruella DeVille kind of thing, yeah.
And then, I don't know, if they changed the angle or whatever, but, the way this weird bodysuit, leotard she has on, and the fact that she's holding a big-ass goblet. But it's, the way the lighting works is, kind of funny.
And, if that's the vision, then that's cool. If she's supposed to be more Disney villainy, where they would often make a Disney villain a little less dainty thin.
Yeah.
I don't think she looks bad for it. It is just unusual to equip a set and be oh, she gained weight.
I would lean into it more. I'm here for a fucking Ursula persona for Queen of Pain.
Once again, their lighting work with textures has gotten so good. The way the light plays on the feathers...
Oh,
is really impressive. They look like they are oiled in the way birds would be.
Scree.
I like her Arcana better than this, but this is an idea, and I think it's pretty well executed.
Yeah, you can tell there was thought.
Shadow Shaman is just a lot of games when they need a set. It is weirdly common. When a game is we've done a bunch of costumes, we need another costume. How about Cthulhu? It's just okay.
Sure, guys. Sure.
He
looks like a little Davy Jones, too. I just watched Pirates of the Caribbean 2 last night. So it's he's got the fucking Davy Jones tentacle beard that you can
If you
want to
talk about jiggle bones, it's going crazy in his face.
His coke is very smooth. His cloak is very smooth. His coke? Okay. Coke? Does that mean that we have to take it to Arteezy Speakeasy?
I mean, you said it, so that
all my rage out at the patch. Now I'm just trying to be happy. Because when the new patch drops and I like it, I'll probably be angry all the time. I need something to be mad at. And now that I have the patch, I'll be angry at.
We should also mention that he's holding two things with eyes on the end that make them look like wards. Like they've got the, the observer ward eyes on the end.
I want to say, since this is absolutely going to come out before the next episode of Battlecrow, Battlecrow was recorded a number of days ago, but it is a challenging edit, and we all thank Nick for their hard work. I tried the two new Mountain Dews on there.
Oh, you
and
did?
I am now upset that Baja Point Break Punch, the 12 packs are not on shelves yet, because that's fucking good.
Damn. Normally, so, it's the opposite with these, except maybe not for Mountain Dew. Like the
Mountain Dew sometimes gets it.
The variety flavors are often like, oh, you have to buy a fucking 12 pack, which is, I feel like, against the entire point of this shit, guys. But maybe it's a strategic thing. But interesting. Well, what I'm sipping along here, this is just like a casual drop in at the speakeasy. You know, we don't have to stay a while. But I'm enjoying a bit of a Grüner Veltliner here tonight from Landhaus Meyer. It is a it says Lower Austria, product of Austria. We've got a Grüner Veltliner, which is a type of grape or type of wine. Typical pepper spiciness, crisp and lush. This Grüner Veltliner mirrors the sun-drenched vineyards of Lower Austria, showing classic freshness. It's very light and refreshing, but it's got a bit of pepperiness to it. It's not very sweet. It's 12.5, so it's very clean, very refreshing, and I feel refreshed. I feel vitalized, my body and mind.
Wow.
For continuing to look at
stealing somebody else's thunder. This Shadow Shaman set is like well executed, but I don't care for the vision.
He's got a little book on his side, you know?
He's got a little book and a little dagger. Those look all
right. Where do Shadow Shaman's powers come? Like, what's his lore? I forget.
It's his ancestors, I believe, as the Shades direct.
Oh, that's right. The Shades are his. Let's see. We go to. He was born in the Bleeding Hills. I don't. Okay, I don't know what happened after skimming this, so that's all. Whatever, he buried his beloved master and now uses his powers to destroy any who would seek to do him harm. That's what we get.
Okay, fair enough.
That's how his powers work.
Wraith King has a Crown of the Condor. Which ironically has a very, like... I wouldn't say condor. I would say it's very like certain representations of like Greek gods kind of crown. Very Zeus.
Yeah, all of these crowns are very, very pointy.
I suppose they're supposed to look like wings. So,
like wings folded upward. I didn't get that until you said it. But I've been seeing a lot of crowns. So,
I think the sword mostly looks pretty good. I think they a little overdo it with like the guard. It's like got a double guard in a way that looks a little silly to me.
In game it does look sillier, I think, too. That double guard. Okay. But the effects on it of like the Mountain Dew green ripple along the blade is very Wraith King.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think like the back part of it with like the fur like collar and stuff is good. Mostly, however, this looks like he stole a set from Omni Knight.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
It
looks
also
very kingly, but like in a weird holy, like Vatican-like way. So yeah.
Yeah, I could see. Let me pop him into the armory here, and customize his look, because I wonder if I can see what he looks like as a skeleton king.
Oh yeah.
I feel like that would be valuable. Because I will say as the Wraith King incarnation, it does be going in on something that I would be amiss if I didn't represent my dear sister Emily, and a criticism she often pointed out of Wraith King, which she referred to as his dick sucking lips.
Hold on, now I have to look. I miss Emily on the show sometimes, you know.
Yeah, the colors don't match as well with Skeleton King. But I do think the shapes and like stuff actually look better. So it's sort of a mixed bag here.
I can't say I get what the fuck Emily's talking about, but okay.
you can't like Wraith.
What King the fuck is Six face. Googling, you think? Wraith King face.
look
gaze
at those lips.
Never mind.
You get it now.
I get it now. I get it. I
the beard is a little bushy, and like there's a mustache that kind of guards it. But if you know what you're looking for, you still see it.
God,
still
now we'll never be able to unsee Wraith King's lips. Episode title.
Bro gives great head. Moving on to Silencer.
Silencer, who's like half cosplaying as anti-mage here, right?
Definitely, definitely. This is
it's like what if
wings.
I could be against mages?
I think he has a similar lip problem, actually.
Oh, no. Look at those puckers.
And I think his hair and helmet situation doesn't look great. The rest of this looks really cool.
It looks really cool. It makes him look beefy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is very much battle mage, which made me... I realized the other day, after having this happen many times, that, like... I kind of hate that Silencer is now, like, the tankiest motherfucker who will harass you out of lane.
Mm.
He's probably not actually that tanky, but he just does so much constant harass and damage against certain, like, certain opponents in lane. It really sucks for, like, the first few levels. And here he's, like, got fucking plate mail on his legs, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes,
I do also like for so all the purple energy effects here, like the on his glaive on his shield, which is like a wing with some jiggle bones, looks good. Also on the shoulders there, it all has this like almost like cell shaded aspect to it with glow that I think it looks very League, but it also I think looks pretty good.
The purple is also like the perfect color. Like this is obviously a Silencer purple. Like his base robes where he looks like an actual mage, you know, are. It reminds me of this color. It's like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. Next up, we have Meepo's Mockingbird. I always have trouble with these ones because Dota is a serious game, and this is a funny joke for jokers.
Yeah.
Because he's in a chicken outfit. And...
But it's Meepo, who's like, literally has a corncob pipe in his mouth. So I almost like give it a pass. For Meepo.
I mean, I kind of give it like a N/A, right? Like, it's like, I can't rate this. This is...
Oh, never mind. Did you look at the taunt?
Uh-uh.
No, obviously you have not. He has a chicken... So he's in a chicken suit and he does a little, like... I don't know. How the fuck you describe this?
He does a... Arrested Development chicken dance while spraying feathers.
Another Arrested Development chicken dance?
There were like five of them in that episode. So I think so.
Oh, because they have a lot in the game. Only a few are like commonly seen in Arrested Development. And I think there's one at the end where you get like five to six at once. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, NA. It's a well done set. Okay, moving on.
Our next set is Crystal Maiden... Roost of the Winter Raven. Now,
I
was like, we have the classic Luna set thing. We all know the Luna set that like adds boob enhancement, right?
Boob window. It's not an enhancement. It's a full on boob window.
But it's a boob window, but it's also like layered on top. Sure. It makes her boobs bigger.
Yeah.
And this definitely adds a window, right?
Yeah.
But like, I mean, kind of like a, you know, it's like a sort of like a church window. It's like one of those slat windows. Anyway, it's a deep V-neck, obviously, is what I'm really saying.
Right.
I'm just being silly about it. I felt like a creep, but I compared it to numerous other sets. It actually does not make her chest bigger.
That's the thing. I also had that thought, but every time you like then go and look at the base fucking Rylai set, you're like, oh no, she's got it all hanging out there. That's
you're like, oh god, after 8 years or whatever, 10 years of playing Dota, I've discovered that this whole time Rylai has had boob physics, and I guess I'm proud of myself for never noticing, but,
Yeah, so this is almost like, this is just the right level of, you know, revealing that that the cheeky, you know, sister of Lena would have for, like, a weird Halloween costume. So it's kind of on
it's
brand.
Got this, like witch hat with like spooky black and blue feathers, sort of deep blue, and like a spooky like bird face like mask up there, And then I feel like the problem comes in as you go further down, because that hat is just kind of cool.
Yeah, it's got more polygons than Morphling. Yeah, it's the joke.
And I like the shawl then too. And then you get to, as we say, the boob, the deep V-neck, which is basically like a spellcaster version of a jumpsuit from Fallout.
Oh yeah,
she's from Vault 21 or whatever the hell.
Six. I just discovered something.
Yes.
Which I would not have guessed. This includes the Arcana. This is a set for the Arcana, for the Crystal Maiden Arcana. Included in this bundle is Roost of the Winter Raven Arcana.
Roost of the Winter Raven.
Or sorry, is the Arcana. It doesn't say the name of the Arcana. Like, if you click on it, you know, because all these are sets, so they have multiple things.
I think this is classified as an Arcana. But that is not, like...
It says included in... Normally included in this bundle is things that will show up as, like, you have to accept each individual item when you unbundle a thing.
It makes me think... I mean, this is...
It's actually the Arcana. Why? What do they...
It doesn't...
I have to demo this. Wait, I can't just demo... I can't demo the whole thing?
It doesn't make sense, is the thing.
No, it doesn't. I can't just demo... I have no idea what's going on. Yeah. Like, you can't demo the full set.
And what happens is, this is just the Arcana.
Yeah.
But, of course, it's actually just showing me my Crystal Maiden set, which, for the record, I know, I think I've probably shown people before, my Crystal Maiden set is fantastic.
I don't remember what it is. Share with the class, I suppose.
I mean, it's a hat cast. It's what we're doing, you know?
Yeah, I'm just eagerly awaiting what this shit will be.
It's not like a joke. I just think it looks cool.
Okay. You never know.
I'm not like you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think she just looks terrific.
It looks very magnificent looking.
Yeah. I don't understand this. I think it is that this set is classified as an Arcana. I think that's what's happening, but because it's got the green line under the set itself.
That's true.
But I think maybe that's to indicate that she gets the maybe it's because she gets the Arcana ult effect. I don't know.
I don't know.
Confused.
I think we'd have to get it to see, because the demo is broken, right? You can't just demo this like you can the rest. So,
Yeah, I don't understand. Her staff is kind of cool. I think her...
It's got an Eye of Sauron.
Her waist on down situation is kind of a disaster.
I'm going to clip that. And finally, the cosmically rare courier, Servant of Skriok, Baby Roshan. Which is a purple Baby Roshan bird mask. Okay.
With wings and feathers. And Yeah. It's fine. It is what it is.
That was a strong first treasure, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely above the weight they've been punching out for quite a while.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I assume these weren't just like commissioned, right? Because there wasn't like a call for cosmetics like there often is for.
And the theme is too specific for them to just be random things they approved,
right?
Though the really funny thing is something we're about to get to. I've looked at these all in advance.
I glanced, but I haven't actually looked through them all. So,
I haven't demoed all of them. The ones where I got curious, I did some messing with. Anyway, Treasure 2 starts off with Puck, Mischief of the Winter Moth, which gives a jiggle-boned moth thorax that is very effective, but also quite gross to me.
It's so furry. Like
bugs very much. Moths are pretty furry very often.
Oh, sure, but just the thorax. Puck doesn't normally have hair. Or fur, I suppose.
Sure. I do really like the moth, ear antenna.
Yeah,
I think they look very cute. Let me look at the set. What does just the headpiece look like?
You can't demo the whole damn. Okay, let's just demo the tail. I can't demo the whole thing again. But also, by the way, demoing all these heroes now, it's like, oh right, loading screens, because things still come with loading screens, but they're very rarely used. Wow, yeah, in game the. Interesting. So I'm stutter stepping. I'm doing stutter step micro, where you right click stop command, and the thorax has inertia to it. So Puck's head will stop, but the thorax doesn't stop with it or something. It's very interesting.
Huh. The next set is also interesting because, first of all, it's a Skywrath set.
Oh, yeah.
When they're giving us the Skywrath Arcana at the same time. And Whoa. The second thing is it's them testing, like, I think genuinely, it is, this set was made, maybe not the whole thing, maybe just the start of it, was them testing glance value. Because they're like, what if we just tried to make him not look like Skywrath? What if we made Necrophos Skywrath? Nope, still looks like Skywrath. Okay, I guess we're fine.
Am I crazy? I thought, like, when I was clicking under these sets before, it would let you demo the whole set, but now that's not the case. Maybe I'm just crazy.
I feel like I had that experience, too. I don't know what's going on with it.
Alas. Yeah, I mean, the Scythe is very, very interesting. It's got a lot going on.
The Scythe is, yeah, interesting. Got some, like, some dripping effects of, like mist, perhaps, or something, and then some little...
He's got the Plague Doctor thing going on with the mask.
Mm-hmm. He's got some, like, fun, like... dark blue cloth with like leather and then gilding. It is fun, like, how much this doesn't look like Skywrath, and yet I think I would still not be confused.
Yeah, you're right, it's those wings, those big flappy wings. There's not many heroes who look like that.
I wonder if that'll change. I wonder if that's going to be the new thing, because fire was the thing for a while, right, with arcanas, because arcana had to have fire.
That hot fire. Maybe speaking of that hot fire, oh my god, this tinker. This is like,
yeah,
this is steampunk zaddy Tinker. Is that too much to say?
I mean, this is Bioshock Infinite Tinker.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Bioshock Infinite with a little bit more bloom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, haven't played Bioshock Infinite in a while.
It's been a little while. I'm due for my replay. Huh.
I thought about, this is just for folks who are, like, I guess... deeper scanline listeners, I thought about inviting, I was like, it would be fun to do an episode of Novel Not New with Nick where I knew we were going to fight. I was like, what if I did Bioshock and Infinite? And I was like, no, first of all, I have to sympathize with Jen, who would be there suffering with us. And two, I think I would get too angry. I think I would get too upset.
This is the one failed podcast, of course, we haven't, you know, mentioned in a while. Early on, we were like, oh, let's talk about Bioshock Infinite. And that was a failed podcast because I realized halfway through that you didn't like Half-Life, I think, at all.
You keep saying this. You keep saying, no, I like Half-Life. I just think it's a little overrated.
I think we had some sort of, like, I don't know. You used stronger language. I don't know because the tapes don't
exist. I'm sure I did.
Unless you have
the
tapes.
There was some moment. No. Yeah. That was a couple computers ago. Yeah. There was some moment of, like, there was like, I mean, you know, it's like Half-Life 2. And I'm like, whatever. That part of Half-Life 2 isn't even very good. And there was a big what? And we had to stop recording.
It was like, oh, this would become a different thing. Whereas now that's our entire thing. But, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I will say there is the fairly common Tinker problem that is really emphasized with this set where his pants just look like shit.
Yeah, you don't see him almost at all in game, or I guess maybe you just don't notice, but yeah, his pants are really bad.
It's like he got cheap leather pants from the store and then pissed his pants every day for a year.
It's not even the design. It's like literally the material. Like, you can tell that the designer, wait, honestly, is there even, there's literally no item for his pants,
right? That's the problem. Exactly. Yeah. Is that it's one of those characters where this part of his body is never covered.
Does Tinker have a pants slot?
No. And like this is, wow, that's every set you will see, he will be rocking these gross legs.
Tinker shoulders.
Except for you can equip the boots of travel on him, and that mostly covers it up.
Wow, yeah. Okay, well, that makes... Yeah, it's because they're like... It's like they're rendered under a completely different engine than the rest of the set.
Yeah.
It's that level of weird.
It's Duke Nukem forever. Yeah. I also like that he does very Bioshock Infinite have a little metal songbird on his head.
Ooh. Very, very Bioshock.
Yeah, this set's like a little much, but it's well done.
Yeah. That's a bit of a common theme for some of them. Next, Keeper of the Netherlands, Pugna, which is for Pugna, and he gets a very cool little steampunk ward. A few of these feel like Diretide sets, you know?
Yeah, kind of.
Like the Crystal Maiden one, like this
Pugna,
one.
Pugna's always going to seem like a Diretide set because he's very a spooky skull man who's green. I do, however, think the big, like, purple, like, Seirafuku ribbon he's got in the middle of his chest is a little much.
Oh, yeah. I feel like
fighting with evil by the moonlight.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let me level max. I'm gonna put the ward down. See how the ward looks in game. Oh. Oh. The problem is the effect, the big green glowing effect of Nether Ward actually kind of hides the cool little rotating, multiple rotating rings he's got going on. Gotcha. So it looks okay, but you can't really see most of it.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
The next one is weird because this, okay, I would buy it and use part of it. This is the second Naga Siren Geisha set, which is weird.
I was gonna say, is this a reuse? Because
it is not, especially because if you look at her mermaid part, it is koi. It's red and white.
That is kind of cool.
Which I think looks really cool. Yeah.
But it's like, don't I have this or like have seen something like this?
You know, yeah, especially the hair is very similar to another set she has. Mm-hmm.
It's much more ornate, I guess, but
she's got a combination samurai like laminated armor plus kimono plus push-up bra thing going on that looks a little awkward to me. Also, she's got a lute on her back, which is like she's already holding
two
swords. How would she use that? But whatever.
Wink.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. This is nothing. You know what else is nothing, Six?
What?
My stomach! It's rumbling for a Jack's snack.
Oh my god. I was like, what are we going to do for the rest of the episode? We're almost done. I'm like, it's been over an hour.
It's been.
Huh.
So, a thing that I often say now in games with... when playing with a crew of, you know, Ian shirts and the like, is mega, because we were playing one time with a rando Nature's Prophet, and I think it was a turbo game because those guys are all turbo heads now, and we were losing the game. Like, we were actively losing the game. They were taking our tier fours and ancient, and the Nature's Prophet goes across the map and like right clicks the last two racks or something. As, you know, this team who had been steamrolling us, I think TP'd back, is like, oh no, you can't, you know, we can't let them take our last barracks as they're killing our ancient. But he ends up getting it, and he just all chats in lowercase mega. And that was the only thing this guy said all game, and it was the funniest shit at the time. So imagine me at the convenience store the other day after getting some gas and going for a snack when I see M&M's mega? Sadly, this is peanut butter, which tends to be my least favorite because I'm not a big sweet crazy peanut butter fan. But have you seen this M&M's Mega?
I have not.
There's of course M&M's Mini, which is, you know, its own thing. But this was the only one.
Can you say the name
of
it one more time?
M&M's Mega.
There we go. It's like you're gonna do it every time. Yes. Okay.
Look, if you look at the package, episode notes, channel for a Discord link in the description. M&M's is, or sorry, Mega is almost as big as M&M's.
No.
Mega?
There we go.
Sorry, there's a question mark. An implied question mark.
There definitely is.
Look at I'm just looking at this now. Look at the blue M&M's face. He's like looking up with like a knowing glance of, with a thing of, a jar of peanut butter that's almost his size, and then a finger that he's obviously swiped in there, and he's looking up like, hey, you know? So
it's not suggestive. It's just a very
It's like a very knowing.
Looks good, doesn't
koi
it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'm opening these up. Okay. Mega. So these are. It's a little.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna need the name again.
Mega.
Every time you get it wrong, I have to.
That's
know,
true. Thank you. Six is always about keeping me honest. These are less big than I thought they would be by feel. They're like, all right, sorry, that red one looks awful. It has a different sheen than the rest of them, which is very strange. They're like large peanut M&Ms, I would say. They are all different colors. I just happened to pick up two oranges and a red. Let's go in for yeah, it smells like an M&M. Let's go. Oh wow, that's a lot of peanut butter, fam. So maybe I should have gotten normal peanut butter M&Ms because I almost never have those. This is like the peanut butter lasts so long. It takes so long to, you know, chew through and get down that I'm just thinking of a Reese's peanut butter cup, which is like a very sweet peanut butter forward experience.
But it's a much smoother peanut butter than Reese's, isn't it? I feel like Reese's peanut butter cuts are like kind of like
gritty.
I don't want to say they're almost gritty, right? Gritty evokes the right idea, but it's probably a little too extreme.
I haven't had one in a while, so I don't, and that was only one. So, like, what happens if I put two of these things in my mouth? Here we go. Mega!
Oh no, died.
What an egg!
Yeah, there's just so much peanut butter to get through. Okay. Why? Why now? Why this?
What better place than here? What better time than now?
I guess I should probably try regular peanut butter M&Ms. I don't feel like this adds anything to the experience. Like, I don't know why you would do this. I guess if you like peanut butter M&Ms, try them if you see them. Let me know what you think, because
I will.
I just don't know why you'd do this. It's like, what if we made peanut butter M&Ms the size of peanut M&Ms?
Well, peanut butter M&Ms are already pretty big.
Are they? Yeah, it was like, you have to fit peanut butter in it.
Can you, like, take a picture with them? Like, I guess you've taken a picture. Yeah, fair enough. I was going to say, like, next to your thumb or something. And I was like, being silly.
I'll get you next to a normal regulation size D6. Of course, on my Eternal Envy mouse pad here. And it is a slightly longer, but a little bit less.
It looks
less
like
tall.
The size is pretty inconsistent, though, judging by the three you have there.
It's.
Oh, that doesn't seem that big.
No, it's really not. The size is inconsistent, actually. There's some that are smaller. Yeah, these are fine. In that, like, I will soon hit my quota for sweet peanut butter filling. And, be like, yeah, these are fine. It's interesting because I don't normally have it, but I don't know. I would love to see other M&M Megas, like a take on, I don't even normal M&M.
Mega? Sorry, thank you.
I would love to see a take on other Mega flavors? Canola oil?
It's like, they do a Mega peanut M&M and it's just the shell is in there.
It's got all the good fiber in there. Sorry, Six, can I get that again, actually?
I can try. I don't know if I can replicate your performance of Mega.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, speaking of Omni Knight set 6. Wait, that was from minutes ago. We've got Omni Knight Lionheart.
This looks like a mod. This is not
nothing. Yeah, what? I don't know. It does not fit with the caliber
they're
of things
trying
we've seen
to
so far.
Combine like actual lion aesthetic with like Crusades era England, you know, when they were ruled by Richard the Lionheart, and it just doesn't mesh. This does not work.
I could see, like, when I see this, I immediately think of like some source filmmaker video where it's like Omni Knight doing a funny voice, or Omni Knight saying funny things in his Omni Knight voice because of the helm with this like glued on crown.
Is that a helm of Iron Will?
Oh! Wow! It actually does look like the Dota 2 item helm of Iron Will. Maybe that's why it's supposed to be less
goofy.
No,
it definitely is. It definitely is.
Either way, it looks a little goofy. It looks like a mod, like you said. Have we ever seen Omni Knight's face?
Are you joking?
I don't know. I don't.
His default look is with his with no helmet.
I'm trying to look to see what's under the helmet here because it was like, oh, I feel like I could see the chin. Have we ever seen Omni Knight's face?
Listen, we all have brain farts. For a moment, I thought that was like an intentional joke. That's why I laughed, is because that would have been a really good joke. If it's just you forgot, I get you, man.
Oh my god, I have not seen the Coddle one. Okay, so we have to move on to Flight of the Griffin Lord. What the fuck? Speaking of mods, this looks like if you had multiple different sets that Slax tried to combine into the ugliest mod. The ugliest set.
So, there's a lot happening here. There is a very bug-eyed griffin with huge yellow eyes. And like a bridle, but there's like a crystal hanging from the bridle. It's got like glittery wings. The effect of the glitter? Just stare at that for a second.
No.
That's hilarious. The texture itself is animated and there are just little white dots that sort of zoom down it every now and then. And then it has
so
little
strange.
Very basic, like, gold bird skull designed with a blue gem, and then, like, little, like, pieces of cloth to imitate a second set of wings. And then he's got a staff that is, like, a swan diving with another pair of wings behind it sticking out to the side for no reason. Again, the glitter effect on the tail of that thing. Behind it, I do think his face looks kind of fun. He's very, like, drowning in eyebrows and mustache for sure. And beard.
You can see the beard in-game, so I've been in-game all this time.
Ah, I see.
The glitter, you can't tell at all because, you know, Dota 2 has its fancy lighting engine. And so now that I'm looking for it, I can maybe barely see the glittering. But it just looks like, you know, because the resting animation is the, you know, the heavy breathing of this griffin thing, it just looks like the wings moving and light refracting a little differently. You mostly see his hat and the really long wings.
And, like, there's a lot of, like, there's pastel on, like, sort of the coattails of his... This is really eclectic. I think there are elements of this that are kind of fun, but the sum of these parts is kind of nonsense. This looks bad.
It's kind of nonsense. I don't know. I'm almost here for it because of how nonsense it is, but... Yeah. Oh, my. What the fuck?
Ancient Apparition next has Crystalline Crown, which is a classic Ancient Apparition set. There are characters like Ancient Apparition or Shadow Demon where they just have sets where just shit is strapped to them like an arts and crafts project. There doesn't seem like there's a vision here. They do give him an alarming amount of face.
This is like if you ran him through one of those filters that like it's like run it through a Chad filter where it'll give you like an incredibly square jaw or something.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a whole ass face. Like, yeah. Normal AA has eyes and, like, a weird taper after that. But he has, like, I mean, speaking of lips, look at those defined...
I know. I didn't want to say it.
Defined puckers, yeah.
I think this is bad.
Okay, let's check it out in game real quick. The rest of it is kind of pretty. The thing they strapped to him that goes over his head is kind of distracting.
I feel like it looks...
It makes him look a little big. Like, he looks bigger.
And I think
bigger.
It's just distracting. It just looks a little, like, muddled because there are thinking. So many details, but so few colors.
Yeah. It's a little time.
His portrait is upsetting, though. He looks like the
Shadow. Oh, no. I just looked at his portrait. He's got, like, a frown going on, and it's so stupid. Oh, wait, no. When he opens his mouth... make him open his mouth.
Okay.
There's no... They need to, like, spray paint the back of his mouth black so you can tell. Because it just... It looks really wrong. Okay. Well, I'm glad I'm done with that.
Oh, boy.
So far, set one, really. Treasure one had it going on.
Hoodwink has Bird Feed Bandit.
Okay, surely I've seen this set before as well. Like, these blue feathers? Is that a base Hoodwink thing? No.
I mean, Hoodwink doesn't have that many sets. Hoodwink has that one immortal set that looks fucking incredible.
Yeah. I think there's another thing that looks like Tomocon or something. Feathers.
Let me see. You know, Scourge of the Sky Rangers, I think, is the one you're thinking of, and you're not wrong. It is a feathered Hoodwink set.
Hmm.
It has a very different aesthetic, but I can see why your brain would connect it to. Not a very different aesthetic, does
no,
it,
it's
actually?
Not that it's like different.
Different, little... very different colors, but like it has another, like it has like a bird mask. This one's just made of like leather, like it's aviator goggles as opposed to the bird skull on this one. And
it's more different than I thought, at least. It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting when you release a set that people think might already exist, but doesn't.
Yeah.
But does it actually? Okay.
They also kind of lean on some. They lean on the kind of like borrower's aesthetic here of Hoodwink, where she's like using leaves as clothing.
Sure, sure.
I don't know. That's interesting. Let's go on to Zeus. This is a good-looking Zeus set. It kind of makes him look like a different guy, but it's good.
It's kind of like just another Zeus set, but a very well done. He has
I think
the,
it makes
arc
his head look really
chest.
Small.
Oh, well. Hold on, I need to see.
Because his chest seems big.
Oh, yeah, he's got a big chest. I was going to say, his hair is pretty beefy, but yeah, his
it's also
head
really
is
weird
tiny.
they give him a little book and Zeus can't read.
Is that lore? Is that canon?
Sure, it is now.
in game it looks like he has wings almost. It really does.
From his little wing cape,
yeah, because of the jig, the inertia, like as you run they trail behind him, kind of like strange wings because they're at a weird V angle. But it fits very well. It doesn't look like, you know, something was just strapped to him. So good for Zeus. It's good for Zeus. It's good for the Xander.
Now, Drow Ranger Raven Cloak.
With
right?
Two styles. Wow.
Oh, two styles. I didn't notice the two styles.
Turns her red. Style. The second one.
Oh, okay. You're going to have to forgive me because I'm going to say the name of a type of clothing that I've never pronounced before.
Okay.
But she's got like this like feather, like shoulder cape situation with a feather, like headdress and a sort of silvery, like thorny crown. And it looks kind of interesting. And then she's got like a feathered, like tail skirt thing and these clawed boots. And, like, there's some sort of, like, Under Armour. And over it, she's wearing, like, a Cheongsam, like a Chinese dress. And it's very confusing why that's there. If you turn it to the side, you see that there's just this, like, light blue slip dress over top of it.
Oh, yeah, that's very weird. That's very
crystal. And then the middle of that is a... Yeah, I don't, like, I feel like they had a good set, and then they added an extra layer that takes away from it. I think this dress.
Am I crazy?
Is
do we normally see Drow Ranger's legs? I feel like.
No, we do
not.
Not
the thing. Yeah, okay.
No.
Wow, there is a lot of layers under there. But if you go in game, you basically just see the black overcloak thing. Like, she looks a little bit like a swamp hag, but like a really clean swamp hag.
Sure.
Who, like, is all about ravens instead of swamp birds or something.
Thanks for the episode title.
She really she looks
clean
chunky.
Swamp hag.
Like. She looks like she has a bit of a hunchback just because of the sheer volume of the feathers.
Yeah, it's not flattering.
Interesting. And actually, you can't see her legs in... Or maybe am I not demoing the whole thing? Or maybe you can't. Yeah, I don't know. It's strange.
They needed to have fewer ideas on this because they had some.
Yeah.
Definitely. But they just...
I feel like that's a theme
much.
I'm starting to see. But, I don't... Can I even view the, the second set, not easily. The second style, not easily. But yeah, it's just the volume of those feathers is really
I
something.
Wonder if... it'd take too much work to do right now. I wonder, like, I feel like some of these parts might mix and match interestingly with her arcana.
Yeah, but. There's a lot of potential here. Oh, I got in with the red one, and it looks much less red in-game. Okay. She looks like she has a bomb on her back.
The ultra rare set is Ursa Owly Bear, which is of course a reference to the classic D&D creature, the owl bear. This looks great. This like golden red.
It's
with,
not like,
the like sort of...
awe-inspiring, but it's a very, very well done set.
It kind of has Arcana design. Vibes, just in the thing of like feeling like a different character, but like.
You mean Persona?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Arcana.
Oh yeah, no Persona.
You were the stickler, and I'm now in your camp of Personas are like a new take on the character, whereas Arcana is like the same character still, you know.
But like a sort of usually a continuation of their story, often for worse, sometimes for better.
More eyes on this Ursa as well. A common eye
theme. Yeah, the eye aesthetic, I guess, is like some sort of, maybe something with Skriox theming. I don't know. But like the glow in the chest here is cool. I like the glow on the feathers. I like the colors, the claws here.
The tips of the claws. Mm-hmm. In game, I'm looking. Thing. They really come through. Like, they are prominent. That's what you see.
That's one of the things that you have characters like this who are aesthetically blessed and protected from glance value, because you see these like huge arms reaching forward with huge claws, and it's just like, okay, that's Ursa. You can do anything else to him. That's Ursa.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be weird if he had like random protrusions on his body, like, you know, some Nyx sets have or whatever, or like a Viper set. Like, is that Viper? Is that Nyx? Or blah, blah, blah. Huh. Yeah, there's a little bit of physics to the feathers, like on his rump, I guess, maybe, if I'm looking for it, but...
Yeah, a very gentle wiggle there.
A gentle wiggle. Yeah, looks
there
good.
There is a little... I think there's a little... Yeah, there's a little bit of jiggle on the feathers on the edges of his arms, too.
Oh, yeah.
Playing in
game. Oh, the glow from Overpower when you use it? Like, it turns you a little bit glowy?
Ooh, there's some...
It goes very well. Like, the lighting from that? Kind of looks like it's leaking through in an interesting way.
It's a little weird. I think it's a good like aesthetic. I like the gold sort of glow and like it's prismatic, right? The way like angles change it. But it can change rather dramatically in ways that I don't think always works. Mm-hmm. I think it's like, especially if you walk down into the river and start like turning, you see the way the glow bleeds in and out of his arms feels a little
weird. That's weird. Honey from the comb.
This is actually
a glance value thing. When you enrage, he barely changes.
Huh. That is true.
Which is like, normally he gets nice and red so you can tell he's enraged, but...
But he gets a little bigger and you see some faint like fire effects trailing from his hands, but that is not...
Yeah.
That does affect glance value.
This is, I'm gonna call it pay to win. Pay to win, Owly Bear.
I think it's a little bit of a pay to win.
Wow.
Do you know Granblue had a pay to win problem?
No.
Granblue Fantasy versus Rising, I guess I should say. Yeah, because there's an issue where one of the items that the character Jita can fight with, instead of a sword, she can use a frying pan.
Okay.
And the hit sounds change in a way that makes it easier to confirm combos, because it's easier to tell what's happening based just on the sound.
Wow.
Pay to win is a you know, it's a tricky thing to solve. It's not as easy as just saying like, oh, they fucked up. It's hard. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is a cool set. They should do something for Enrage though.
Yeah, just make it red.
Yeah. Something. Just
I can't believe I'm saying.
And then we have the same couriers again.
Yeah.
Overall, I definitely think the first treasure is better. Yeah, no, I think, like, there are parts of...
Yeah, for sure.
Like, looking at it, I like the Ursa set from this one, but mostly I don't want any of these. I want, like, some parts, right? I want to get the Koi Tail for Naga to mess with, but I also don't care that much because I never, ever, ever play Naga.
Play Naga, yeah. Yeah, they're... I mean, they seem polished, you know? They seem well done. They all are very impressive for what they are.
I also, as part of this, looked at the premium shard sets, which I don't know if there have been ones released since I last looked or just I'm forgetting.
I think a few, but maybe.
There's like the one for Dawnbringer and the Sven one are pretty cool.
Yeah, those are new. Yeah, the Pulsar Sentinel is quite cool. Instead of her hammer, she's got like a big mace with a rotating orb and stuff.
And yeah, I also like the armor. I feel like I wouldn't use the head or the weapon because I feel like they're a little too much. But I like the
that's
armor.
True.
But yeah, no, I mean, we are in an era of, like, we are mostly post-glance value, but it hasn't degraded that much, right? I feel like there was an initial moment where it was like, oh, okay, they don't care anymore. And it hasn't fallen that much more since then. Mostly, I think it's just been a case of finding different takes on it. And given where we're at, I think they're doing pretty well these days. Especially, I think these Arcana are quite cool.
I think we're in, you know, there's, like, modern art and then postmodern art, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're in post glance value age because, I mean, even as of a few years ago, Six was starting to like some of the gold versions of sets they released, right? So I think like this is a very late stage. You know, this is the next age of cosmetics.
Yeah, I mean, the key is gold almost never works as a primary color to me,
right?
As an accent or secondary color can work. But, yeah. But, like, I mean, Dawnbreaker is primarily gold. I think she looks cool.
Yeah. I mean, that was, you know, it was intentional because that was the primary thing she was going to be. It's not like, oh, and now the gold. We've talked about gold before.
Yes.
And I can't wait until we talk to you about Act 2, The Deserts of Druid. Act 3, The Frosts of Icerak. And Act 4,
I wanna go to
The Icerak. Spires of Skyrim.
See, like, Midgate, like, I feel like we may have had Midgate mentioned in, like, some of the newer characters, like, dialogue and shit. But, like,
I couldn't have told you, though. Yeah.
Midgate doesn't mean anything to me.
No.
Druid, it's like, okay, that's where Disruptor's from. I know that. That could be interesting. Icerak, we hear a lot about Icerak.
Yeah. Interesting.
I wonder if... Oh, you know what? I bet we're going to get... I don't want to call my shot like this partially because of Valve time.
Okay.
The Deserts of Druid unlocks mid-May. I wonder if the Markets of Midgate ends with Circus Man. What's his fucking name?
Ringmaster.
Because that seems...
It
that
certainly would
like,
be fucking nice.
I mean, looking at the aesthetics of this place, it looks like a very like mercantile heavy place. You could see a traveling circus being a thing, a location like this.
Yeah, and then you're on the road or whatever, and we see what the hell his deal is. Yeah,
in
that would
fact,
be nice.
There's even a thing called the Candy Works Caravan, which sounds very. I won't be that surprised if it doesn't happen because
Valve time
natural tie-ins, you know, get defeated all the time by Valve time, but it would make a kind of sense to me.
Agree. One day.
Oh, also, I guess I should say there are a few other items we can rate real quick. Not a lot. One of the, if you buy the Midgate Pathfinder pack, one of the side quests gives you access to Shifty's Short Blade, a new immortal.
Shifty's Short
Blade. For Riki. It is a single dagger with a red handle and a glowing red blade. A gold handle and a glowing red blade, excuse me. And it changes tricks of the trade in a way that I think looks kind of fun. It's sort of this purple and red aesthetic that I don't dislike. I haven't done testing, and I need to see if there is a good, like, backhand weapon. Because this is his forehand, right? His front, the weapon he leads with, and there's one he trails behind with. And since there is no matching blade, you have to do asymmetrical. Mm. And I don't think that's bad. That can be very cool, but it's much harder.
Yeah.
So I would need to see if there's a good weapon that matches it.
I feel like he's had, like, items with this red and black aesthetic before, though. So
you're definitely right about that. You're definitely right about that. I could just go to his character loadout here and take a look. Customize. Offhand. No. You know what? If you have if you have Scarlet Subversion or Summer Lineage Blink Cutter of, and the rest of the thing is cut, of Monstrous Reprisal, neither of which are obtainable anymore. If you have one of those, I think it would match well. But otherwise, I think it doesn't. Huh. When did they give him the Glaives of Azanoth? When did this happen? Did I forget about this?
Glaives.
They're not called that. They're called the Hunger of the Howling Wilds. But these are the Glaives of Azanoth wielded by Illidan Stormrage from Warcraft. These are just them. I've definitely seen this set before. Huh, I just forgot. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not upset.
He has a third dagger in his mouth in this set.
Uh-huh.
The Hunger of the Howling Wilds.
Because he's a werewolf man.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the news that's fit to print. Oh, also, there's a new Skywrath set in this. I don't know how the fuck you get it. I just know you can unlock styles for it.
Oh, really?
But if you look at the Crownfall map, mm-hmm. and you look at any of the, like, you know, mannequin on a stand, they're all styles for a set called Weird Wing Exaltation.
Oh, you mean Invoker. You said Skywrath again.
I did. I meant Invoker. Oh, yeah. You're correct. And it's a style where he has various, like, based on different...
I can't tell, yeah, go ahead. But is he shirtless / does he have boobs? Am I crazy?
He has a big chest window for sure. He has a male boob window. It's combined with, especially if you, the thing that's like, that's very striking. The next thing you notice, however, if you stare at it, is look at his hair. He just has like stringy rat hair. Like,
do you have
locks.
A better
gross,
a better way to look at this reward than the tiny preview we get?
Yes. If you mouse over the tiny preview and then click on it, it comes up full screen.
Oh, okay. All right. Makes a lot more sense. Oh God, that hair is awful.
His hair is really bad.
Oh God. It's bad.
It's really bad.
It has so many jiggle bones. Just shake him back and forth a few times. Wow, that's terrible.
It's really gross. I would not equip that headpiece of this.
I would get it and use it. I hate it.
He looks like he is a teenager who is growing out his hair. Sure. And then he like hasn't showered in a couple of weeks, and then he got caught out in the rain. And so it's like greasy and oily, but also wet.
Also wet.
And, like,
yeah.
It's just
there's
gross.
One strand that isn't going the right way for his part that looks the most disheveled. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's like a comb over. Like, what if comb overs come back even for those who aren't losing their hair, you know? Like, what if comb over is just the style? And he's just starting it with his one lock of hair in the front.
Oh, I see what the normal... What? Okay, so you got the various styles along the way, right? That's what you've been looking at?
Yeah, where is...
The main thing is that the chest called Finish is where you get the actual set that these are for. And if you look at that set, it covers up, like,
it covers up the window,
a belly window. It covers up the, like, he's got the abs still, the abs out, but his boobs are covered.
And also it removes the, like, headpiece. So it really looks like he just has, like, a weird comb over to have fake bangs.
Also, I didn't notice this, like, 20-foot long three strand ponytail before. That looks grody. This is just a...
Oh, in-game it looks like he has... God, the shoulder pieces. This is like 80s or 90s, like crazy shoulder pads going on many of these heroes.
Also, weird. He's clearly wearing tights.
Let's see as he's loading back again. Oh, for sure. He's like full-on mate. Wait, it says four styles.
Uh-huh. Because there's the base one, and then there's the three you can unlock.
Oh, I didn't see the last. The orange one. I see. Very strange.
Wait. But do they have individual... I don't know. I'm confused. Also, I have to go to work extremely soon, so I have to go. In conclusion, some strange choices, but I think actually a really cool set of cosmetics as part of an event I am interested in, and I will play some Dota.
Yeah, agreed. Wow.
All right.
Straightforward.
Well, we'll catch you later, folks.
Peace.
Peace.
With a fierce heart, I rejoin the fray. Roshan, I come to reclaim what you stole. Oh! Ah! Ah! No!